That's the problem, you see. People don't know what's going on in the areas, and a lot of that is due to AirGrid and the phone companies, not that the people know. You know, there's messages been sent out on phones, but your people have no coverage. They have no water, they have no electricity. And at this stage, I think most people have battery-operated radios now, and I think if AirGrid and Irish Water and the phone companies would let the local radio stations know, such as yourselves, to let people know, there's certain areas out and they're wondering as to when their electricity is going to come back. Now, I had a case this morning where a person rang me and their reconnection date is the 15th of February. That's outrageous at this day and age. And a lot of people are frustrated on this because they have no idea what's happening and they don't know when the possibility of their power coming back. That's annoying a lot of people.
And would it be fair to say, Deputy, so clearly I know you're looking for answers right now, very much in the eye of the storm of this aftermath, I guess, but most certainly, and as soon as we get through all this, it sounds like you'd be very clearly looking for sort of almost a post-mortem to kind of understand what happened and why there were probably so many loose ends and just a lack of communication, perhaps.
It's a total lack of communication, which is very, very bad. And as I said, that's what's leaving people very annoyed and frustrated. You know, you can do a power check, but your people can't do power checks because they have no phone to do it. But I think if the companies themselves would notify, like yourselves, Ocean FM, which has a wide listenership, people could listen in and get some idea, at least give people some idea as to when the power will be back.